Welcome to the Martial Arts Business Podcast, helping martial arts club owners grow, develop, and scale their schools with marketing, retention, systems, staff, branding, social media, and much more, giving you the tools and skills to become a black belt in business. Here's your host, 3 times world martial arts champion, award-winning school owner, successful business coach, and number one best-selling author, Gordon Burcham.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the Martial Arts Business Podcast. Me, Gordon Burcham, looking forward to sharing with you an insight today that we've been working on in our martial arts school recently. So what's really important in this episode is to think about working with what you've already got. And what I mean by that is, we're going to talk about leads. We're going to talk about gaining more members, etc. Now, the reality is this, around social media, around the industry as a whole, everyone is talking about, I can get you more leads, I can get you more leads, I can get you more leads, and get you more leads, and get you more leads. And to be quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of hearing about more leads, because it's seen as like, I can get 100 leads, 200 leads, 500 leads, a million leads, whatever that is, right? But they're not saying, I can get you people in need. You know, a lead is a person in need. And all this lead creation means nothing unless you convert them. And these are human beings in pain. And what I want to share with you is lead creation is one thing, you know, creating leads. But what we tend to do is we're expecting as business owners very often, and I've said this a lot within the martial arts business arena, is that, you know, they get a lead, and then when someone doesn't pick up the phone, they get pissed off with it. They get frustrated with this person. What they don't realize is they may be getting a Facebook lead or a lead from the website or an email inquiry or a leaflet lead, whatever that is, doesn't really matter. These are people who are tentatively putting their hands up and they're slightly interested, or they've got something that they think may be able to help them with their child or themselves on their journey through maybe your martial arts school. And these people need nurturing, they need help, and they need guidance, and they need to educate him. Now, what happens is with leads, lead creation, there's this whole element of more leads, more leads, more leads, more leads, more leads. And what's fascinating for me is when you look at the size of these people's schools, and they're talking about, well, I've got this many leads, but you see the size of the schools doesn't reflect the amount of leads, which means that they're getting loads of leads, but they're not converting them. And the reason they're not converting the leads is because they're not working the leads hard enough, they're not working the people in need hard enough. They haven't earned the right yet. And this is what I want to share with you, right? So we get annoyed, and people get annoyed. I used to get annoyed, I don't now, with, and you know, my sales team do a little bit sometimes, and I'm sure, and so many martial arts schools, they go like, oh yeah, I've got all these leads, but you know, it's really hard to get hold of, and they're really hard to communicate. And when you phone them up, they put the phone down, etc. Right? This happens to lots of school owners. But we have to learn to nurture these leads. There's a few things I want to share with you, and then this might be controversial, but I'm going to share with it anyway. Right? Stop bloody jumping onto people as soon as they've inquired. It just looks bloody needy. This is my thoughts here. You've got to give people time to breathe. You think about it. If you inquired about something and you were tentatively interested, which most people are on Facebook, for instance, and all of a sudden they got someone jumping on the phone within 60 seconds going, hey, how you doing, Gordon? Hey, what's the main reason for the inquiry? Like, oh my God, I've only just done that. It looks desperate. You look in need yourself. And what you got to do is allow people and use automation, use text marketing, use email marketing, give them time to absorb and take in your content, so your email, your text message, etc., and let them make a choice. Now, there's a really important thing here to remember. When the prospect is in choice, you are in control. So the more pushy you are as a business owner, i.e. phoning them straight away, looks pushy, looks needy, right? The more you will push them away. But if you give them a chance to breathe and consume your email and consume your videos, etc., that you send over a period of time, every other day or whatever you want to do, and then with a little book here or reply to this message, etc., you will, over time, more people will book on. This is the truth. Now, the other side of this is, and this is one of the most important things, is I can guarantee you now, I could take any martial arts business owner right now, and I pretty much mean any, maybe bar one or two, right? And I spoke to a business owner who, for me, has got one of the best businesses, martial arts businesses in the UK, someone that I mentor. When I spoke to him the other day, he was like, yeah, we're just really struggling on lead acquisition and getting people in and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm listening to him and I was like, you don't have a lead problem. You have a nurture problem. You have a problem. What's happening is you've got all these leads, and like most of you here, but I bet you've got a database, whether that is a CRM system or maybe you've just got a bloody notebook or whatever it is for you, or a spreadsheet of emails and phone numbers of people who have inquired over the last decade. And the fact is, what happens is we are so focused in this Facebook marketing world, go do these ads, put it out there, more leads, more leads. And what happens is you then got these old leads here and you're piling new ones on top and burying them, literally burying these leads. Now you're never going to get down to them because you're only focusing on the new ones. What you've got to do is you've got to realize these people are interested or were interested. Yes, they've gone colder, etc. But here's the thing I want to share with you. What are you doing to nurture them? So we did something recently I want to share with you. We have ladies only inquiries over, you know, the last couple of years. But we decided to go back to them and go, okay, these are people who have inquired, ladies who inquired, they were interested in courses. Yes, we phoned them. Yes, we've emailed them in the past, etc. We were like, okay, how do we now take them? What would make them step? What would make them move? Well, obviously a really good offer. So what we decided was our next ladies only course, we're going to go out to these ladies on this list, and these are old inquiries, they've gone colder, and we're going to offer that list of ladies the chance to come and do our next 4-week course for £1. Okay, so we said you can come and do our next ladies only course, which is normally £69, and you can do that 4-week course, beginner course for the first XYZ. I can't remember how many we said, but you can do the next ladies beginner course for just £1. And this is the most important thing, they will get a free pair of boxing gloves worth £35 on their first night of arrival. Now, the reason I share this, guys, we had 39 booked on, maybe 40 now booked on for that. Now you might go, wow, they're only paying £1. Here's the great news though. It only costs us pennies in a text message, which then triggered to a booking page for the people who said, I would like that offer. It costs us hardly anything, right, to promote to that list. But because it was such a great offer, people are taking action. Now here's the thing. They're only getting the boxing gloves when they turn up on the first night of the course. So of course, the £35 pair of boxing gloves is the pull-in, is to get them to turn up, because that's the hardest thing, because they've only paid £1. If it was just 4-week course, pay £1, they wouldn't turn up. But to get the free boxing gloves, they've got to turn up. And when we know, within the, and this adds this to many martial arts business owners, we pretty much know is, if you can get people in front of you, they're pretty much going to stay if you're good enough, right? So we know, we get them in front of us, they're going to love it, right? The value's in the class. They're going to turn up for that course because they're going to get these wonderful boxing gloves, okay? And we're going to have such an amazing class and course that, of course, they're going to join afterwards, or a percentage of them will. So that's how we've done it. We know it's only costing us £14, which is the price of the boxing gloves, to get someone in the room. Now, when you're talking about Facebook leads, oh yeah, I'm getting it for £2 a lead. I'm getting it for £3.55 a lead. Yeah, it's all great. Okay, what is the acquisition to here? To get someone in the room to turn up. So you have 100 leads and they cost you £5. Okay, that is £500. How many of them turn up and step into your dojo, right? And then how many of them join? Okay, there's a different acquisition cost there. Acquisition to turn up, acquisition cost to actually join. So that's what that is. And so what I realized was, to get someone in the room is £14 for us. We know on Facebook it's way higher than that. And if you're really honest with you guys, you get loads and loads of leads, how much does it cost you to get them in the room? That's the question. And that's what I wanted to share with you on here. There's two things here. Number one is, how much does it cost you to get them in the room? Leads that you've already acquired, make sure that you go back to them and nurture them or inspire them to take action with a really, really good offer, and work them list. We're now working that with our kids list as well, giving them a free uniform that we never give away, which were given away to the people who are on our list, and it's only for a certain amount of people. So I can guarantee you've got a list of people in need on your database right now. Do what I said there. Think about an offer that is so irresistible, they'd be stupid to say no, that's going to get them in the room. Make sure the acquisition cost is lower than it would cost on Facebook to get you in, or Google Ads, or leaflet marketing, whatever that is. So make sure it's cheaper than that. And then with your leads, make sure that you are constantly nurturing them, dropping them an email every single week, hi, giving them some information, using maybe ChatGPT, which is all about it, writing you emails. Don't make this complicated, by the way. Make this simple around building confidence, losing weight, etc. Write, get them emails written, get them out to them, and just keep jabbing at them. Over time, you will absolutely, without doubt, you will have more of them converting into a trial booked. Okay, so there's lots in here, guys. It's not just about how many leads you create, it's what you do with them leads, and it's what you're doing with them leads and people in need on a constant basis. Really want to share that. Hope that helps you. Quick fire, some solutions there. If you apply this and this works for you, please put it in the business community. Love to hear from you. Love to hear your results and what's worked for you as part of this podcast. Have a great day. Enjoy the journey and keep living, learning, and growing. That's what it's all about. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Martial Arts Business Podcast. You can follow Gordon personally on Facebook at Black Belt in Business. Also, join our free Facebook group, Martial Arts Business Mastery Community, for some great advice, tips, and support on building your martial arts empire. Keep learning, developing, and growing, and you will become a black belt in business.